Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Decolonizing Wealth, Indigenous Wisdom to Heal Divides and Restore Balance, Second Edition, Revised and Expanded, written and narrated by Edgar Villanueva. To the memory of my grandmother, Gracie Bryant Miller, 1936 to 2020, our unassuming matriarch and resident comedian, we miss you. To my mother, Sheila Jacobs, her caretaker and the first philanthropist I knew, I love you. Forward. This book is a call to repair society's breaches by reallocating resources to heal our divisions and address inequality in our society. In the ancient biblical text, the prophet Isaiah tells us that if you spend yourself on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and raise up the age-old foundations. Isaiah 58. Reconstructing a just and merciful society is possible, but it depends upon a commitment to invest in repairing age-old harms. Brother Edgar Villanueva has internalized the prophet's wisdom and is inviting us to practice it today. The path to healing that he offers in these chapters is welcoming to all, and it is a path that can unite people from all walks of life, from people in our streets to people in the nation's suites. This moment in our nation is not about left, right, or centrist. It should not be about Republicans or Democrats. This is a moment when the indigenous principle of all my relations can rise like a beacon and light the road to repair and healing. Edgar has emerged from the institutions of philanthropy, which, like all powerful institutions, are full of false prophets who wield altruism as a kind of smoke and mirrors, obscuring the sources of their wealth. America's wealth was made off of stolen lands and on the backs of enslaved and poor workers. Those who give away money to feed the poor with one hand while continuing to create conditions that keep people poor with the other are not repairing the breach, but perpetuating it. This book tears away any illusions about that being the way. We must insist on the wealthy paying their fair share of taxes, for only then can we afford to ensure universal health care, living wages, fully funded public education, affordable housing, and a robust program to address the climate crisis. People in power have refused to see poverty for too long. The first thing we have to do is demand that America see her poverty. It's a fundamental moral principle of this democracy that everybody has a right to live with dignity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?